أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها. In this ayat we read where Allah Ta'ala says, give glad tidings to those people who have brought Iman, and here particularly on the Quran Sharif. And we had explained to some little detail that the whole of the Quran Sharif we have to have Iman, and on every ayat which refers to capital punishment, which refers to jihad, which refers to inheritance, which refers to parda, separation of man and woman, all the details also, we must have full Iman on that. If our amal is weak, we must make tawbah and istighfar. But we cannot justify it or say it's not part of the Quran or it does not apply today. Quran will apply till the day of Qiyamah, and every law and every ayat of the Quran will apply till the day of Qiyamah. And then for those people that Jannah, that glad tidings are, who do A'mali Saliha. A'mali Saliha, ulama have written, is that which is done with the ilm of deen. That is, because then it will become an amali salih. It is done with ikhlas, sincerity, only for Allah Ta'ala, and no other, not for name, fame, worldly gain or anything. And it is done according to the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If it is done against the sunnah, then also it's not an amal salih. And we have to be very careful on very many things we do. How is it? Does it confirm according to the sunnah? And then the one other aspect that we have to have, the fear whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. Then it becomes amal salih. And Allah Ta'ala has said that man ja'a bil hasanati, a person who comes with this good deed, not a person who did a good deed. Because many times we do good deeds but we destroy it by talking about it, boasting about it, by making zulm on other people, we destroy those good deeds. So it is not a matter of just doing good deeds, but then protecting them and make sure that we go with them to Allah Ta'ala. And one major help in that is that we have all the time the fear whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. So what glad tidings should be given to this people? Anna lahum jannat. That these people will be given gardens. Ke unke waaste baagh hai. Jannat is literally translated as a garden. But as all Muslims in the world know, that you Jannat, which is normally referred to in the technical term, is that Jannat which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for the righteous and the pious. And this Jannat is in existence already now. And people have been entered in Jannat also already. So this is that Jannat. And this Jannat is forever also. As will be explained further, this Jannat further explanation Allah Ta'ala gives, that tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, ke behti hai unke niche nehre, that there are gardens flowing in this rivers flowing in this garden. That this Jannat will be a place of great, great comfort and enjoyment and pleasure for those that will enter it. And further, what is Jannat with all those beautiful rivers that will be flowing? And in other places Allah Ta'ala has explained that rivers will be white, more whiter than milk also, sweeter than honey also, and more enjoyable than wine also. And not this wine of this dunya which makes a person's mind go out of its place and he can't differentiate between his mother and his wife or his sister and his daughter. But this will be pure wine that will be given and more sweeter than honey. And this river will flow, as Allah Ta'ala explains in Surah Ar-Rahman, that nadhafatan, very strong flowing rivers they will be. In other words, great, great enjoyment. Further than that, كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةِ رِزْقًا قَالُوا هَذَا الَّذِي رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ. Whenever they will be given the fruit of Jannah, جب ملے گا ان کو وہاں کا کوئی پھل کھانے کو, تو کہیں گے یہ تو وہی ہے جو ملا تھا ہم کو اس سے پہلے. Whenever they will be given the fruits of Jannah to eat, they will say, this is but the same that we had already received. In other words, the fruits of Jannah will all look the same. Only the looks will be the same. But the taste will be different and the enjoyment will be completely not only every fruit what they eat, but every bite of a fruit that they take. And those fruit also, as explained in other traditions, that when a person will bite of that fruit, then he will enjoy it, and a hurul een will come out of that fruit also, such as Allah has made. And it is not difficult to understand. Many times we eat a sweet guava in this world, and we might wonder that how can that hurul een be living in that fruit? Where does the oxygen come, all the other necessities? But here we eat a guava, and when we want to take the next bite, we see there is a worm walking there. So how did that worm live inside the guava? Where did its oxygen come? Where did all its... Allah's Qudrat is above everything. And the Jannat which Allah has prepared, and the same way Jahannam, may Allah save us all from it, it is beyond our comprehension. How great Allah has made Jannat, how terrible Allah has made Jahannam is beyond our comprehension. Our work is we believe in it. As it is and as Allah has made it, we believe in it. Just like to comprehend Allah Ta'ala, it is also beyond us. To comprehend Allah fully, it's not within our means. But iman is we believe in Allah as He is. Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami'a ahkamihi wa arkanihi. We believe in Allah as He is. And Allah is not as we think what Allah is. But as Allah is, we believe in Him. So this fruit also will be, it will look all similar, but the taste will be enjoyed different, the enjoyment will be different. وَأُتُو بِهِ مُتَشَابِهَا. اور دیے جائیں گے ان کو پھل ایک صورت کے, and they will be given the fruit that will look similar. But actually they will be all different, and every bite of every fruit will be more enjoyable than the previous bite. Yeah, also not like sometimes we eating an apple and we are enjoying it, but as we come to the core, the middle, suddenly that had gone bad and it was bitter. We did not notice it, we took a bite and that bitterness now is in the mouth. So yeah, dunya's fruit is like that, but Jannah's fruit, every bite will be more better, more enjoyable, and this will be forever and ever. Yeah, a person might have his own fruit tree in his garden, but yes, he has to go and pick those fruits. And how many people while picking the fruit fell down, broke a bone, this is some other problem. Jannah, you won't have to go and pick the fruit. The branches will come down to you, and as you pick the fruit, another fruit will be replaced immediately there already. And as a person eats, he will get that enjoyment which will just increase all the time. These are some aspects of the great enjoyment of Jannah, and for that Allah has given us this dunya's life, Iman and Islam, to work on it. And Allah's great kindness, for He gave us this Iman and Islam free of charge. Now it is our duty to look after it and make sure that we die with it also. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. So Allah give us tawfiq that with all the onslaughts on Iman, from every side, the attacks which are made on Iman, Allah protect us, our progeny, keep our Iman safe and take us with Iman and bless us with this wonderful Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has prepared. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.